Well, hello there. Name's Ralph. Ralph Helix. That's Helix, as in the curved shape of a spring, my friend.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you, Ralph. I'm Cher. Cher Madonna.
Now that is a beautiful name. Can I buy you a drink, Ms. Madonna? It'll heighten our attraction to each other by 4.5%, and that's if we stop at 1. Trust me, the percentage escalates quite rapidly after that, my friend.
You better get me 2, then.
I like where your head's at, which for the record is at an acute angle of approximately 28.3 degrees above mine. Give or take a tenth of a degree, but don't you go cracking out your protractor on me.
I have to go? Seriously? There is no way I'm this desperate yet?
Oh, yeah? Well, I think one John Nash might just disagree with you on that. If you were as good at math as you are at over-applying perfume, you might realize that it's pointless to deal in absolutes, bitch.
Oh, wow.
20 minutes later.
Hi, my name's Ralph.
Justine, nice to meet you.
Justine, what do you think the odds are that a girl like you and a guy like me might meet in a place like this at this moment in time?
Well, I don't know, Ralph. I guess that it's probably...
96 to 1.
Excuse me?
The odds are 96 to 1. I know you'd think it would be more, but it's really not. Of course, I am assuming that like me, you're single, you enjoy an occasional alcoholic beverage, and you live in fairly close proximity to this particular watering hole. Now, if any of these assumptions are in fact false, please let me know, because I'll have to recalibrate the numbers. In my head, of course. But trust me when I tell you, it won't take long, my friend.
Goodbye.
30 minutes later.
No, 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 you are not listening. It's the power to which a given base number must be raised in order to obtain X.
Oh, so that's a logarithm.
You're damn right it is. And trust me when I tell you, Gloria Stefan was right. If you're not careful, the logarithm is gonna get you. Oh, it'll get you.
Check, please.
30 minutes later.
Excuse me, bartender, can I get a Midori sour, please? Thanks.
Hey, lady, what's it gonna take for me to get some hair 3.14?
15 minutes later.
Yeah, the paperwork just went through last Friday. I'm officially single. As we all know, one is the loneliest whole number. That's right, whole number. The actual loneliest number happens to be 0.83 repeating. But I didn't have the heart to write the Beatles. Not like they changed the words, right? Who gives a damn about being accurate these days? The only numbers musicians are interested in have dollar signs in front of them. Am I right here?
You know, I have a theory about recently divorced men.
Oh, you do, do you? Well, then somebody wake Pythagoras. I'm sure he'll want to write this one down.
You're an asshole.
1 hour later.
All right, buddy, time to close it out.
I'll be damned if I'm going to let some snot-nosed bartender who doesn't even know what a frustum is tell me when to stop drinking.
It's a truncated cone in which the plane cutting off the apex is parallel to the base. And I'm not telling you it's time to stop drinking. The state of Arizona is. Now, I trust someone of your mathematical prowess can figure out with little difficulty what 20% of your bill is to tip me.
You forgot pyramid. A frustum can also be a truncated pyramid, as well as the cone.
Idiot.
Oh, a rough night out for Ralph Helix.